Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, the pre-election purge is underway as Joe Biden's Justice Department goes after its political enemies with house raids and subpoenas. Another sting operation in Florida nets dozens of suspects engaged in sexual abuse of underage children, including two who work at Disney and several others who work in either law enforcement or the teaching profession. We've got several more cases to report of young, healthy people dying suddenly under mysterious circumstances. And is the CDC cooking the books to cover up data that shows the COVID vaccines are causing heart ailments? The shocking evidence is in. We've got some disturbing quotes from the new King of England. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brandon Howes. Well, as the world all knows, Queen Elizabeth II passed away last week after 70 years on the British throne, which, by the way, made her the longest reigning monarch in the nation's history. Her son, Prince Charles, is now King Charles III. This is significant because when the COVID bioweapon was released on the world, Charles was one of the first world leaders to jump at the chance to support the World Economic Forum's so-called Great Reset, which seeks to transition the world into a digitized one-world global system based on the elimination of fossil fuels, forced vaccines for all, and new restrictions on the lives of people everywhere. Here is Prince Charles, now King Charles, speaking in 2020 after the onslaught of COVID.
We have an incredible opportunity to create entirely new sustainable industries, investing in nature as the true engine of our economy. Changing our current trajectory will require bold and imaginative action, together with determination and decisive leadership. In order to secure our future and to prosper, we need to evolve our economic model, putting people and planet at the heart of global value creation. If there is one critical lesson we have to learn from this crisis, we need to put nature at the heart of how we operate. We are on the verge of catalytic breakthroughs that will alter our view of what is possible and profitable within the framework of a sustainable future. We need nothing short of a paradigm shift, one that inspires action at revolutionary levels and pace. We simply cannot waste any more time. The only limit is our willingness to act. So, ladies and gentlemen, my plea today is for countries to come together to create the environment that enables every sector of industry to take the action required. We know this will take trillions, not billions of dollars. We also know that countries, many of whom are burdened by growing levels of debt, simply cannot afford to go green. And the time to act is now.
That video, well, it speaks for itself. He refers to a military operation to transition the world into an entirely new way of living. And what's he referring to when he says he wants, quote, trillions at his disposal, end quote? Who is the male pronoun he refers to there? Some have speculated it appears to be a reference to some kind of Antichrist figure who will be given a position of power over all the nations. Yes, Prince, now King Charles, is a man who bears watching. The Biden Justice Department has launched a pre-election purge against Trump supporters, and for the most part, the media is silent. One exception is Tucker Carlson, who interviewed attorney Harmet Dillon, three of whose clients were among the approximately 50 Trump supporters who either had their houses raided or received subpoenas to turn over documents. Take a listen to his interview from September 9th with Dillon.
So a Fox News alert for you, a remarkable story. We don't know the full parameters of it, but apparently the FBI has launched a full-scale purge of supporters of Donald Trump. That would be Joe Biden's likely opponent in the coming presidential election. And that purge has intensified significantly today. Harmeet, thanks so much for coming on. What is the truth?
Well, the truth is that a few days ago, a political reporter called several people and said, hey, have you heard or have you been served yet? The FBI is going to be serving 50 approximately search warrants and or subpoenas on Trump supporters. And then, you know, within 24 hours of that, three of our clients actually did either get search warrants or subpoenas. And these subpoenas are extremely broad. They're from the Capitol Siege section of the United States Department of Justice's D.C. office.
And so if nothing else, this seems to be an attempt at intimidation, just like they threaten lawyers who defend Trump with disbarment. Now they're threatening election integrity activists by bashing down their front doors in the middle of the night. Is there any question left that America has become an authoritarian society? And as Tucker said, the liberals who scream the loudest about democracy and democracy are totally fine with this transition into a dictatorship. Journalist J.D. Rucker at the Liberty Daily reports that another major sex trafficking sting has gone down in Florida, revealing Disney has a, quote, penchant for hiring creeps, groomers, and rapists, end quote. The latest bust found two more Disney employees among the alleged abusers. According to Fox News, a sex sting operation in Florida led to 160 arrests of sex workers and those who solicit their services. That's what the Polk County Sheriff's Office announced last week. Among those arrested in the week-long operation called Fall Hall 2 were two Disney employees, a state corrections officer, several teachers, and a deputy police chief from Georgia. Rucker notes that some may point out that the two Disney employees out of 160 perverts is not that many. After all, Florida is among the states with the highest number employed by the company. But two out of 160 is 1.25%. And it seems every new sting nabs at least one or two and often more from Disney. There have been excuses made that since Disney works with children, predators are drawn to the company. But Rucker asks, what if it's the other way around? What if Disney does what it can to attract groomers because that's exactly who they want to hire? It's a very good question. And now for the latest sad stories of young people dying suddenly of unexplained causes. This time, it's out of Baltimore. They're basically saying they don't know what killed a 16-year-old athlete, but it definitely wasn't the jab, so don't ask. According to the Baltimore Sun, a Randallstown High School student died Tuesday after, quote, experiencing a medical emergency, end quote, at a school sports practice. The student, a junior, whom Baltimore County Public School officials declined to identify, was at practice Tuesday afternoon when he experienced the medical emergency. Baltimore County police officers responded at approximately 6 p.m. to the school. Medics transported the victim to an area hospital, where sadly, he was pronounced dead. Autopsy results are pending. Jack Davis at the Western Journal didn't mention the jabs, but offered a Substack knock against the official narrative, saying, quote, officials did explain the nature of the emergency. The high temperature in Randallstown that day was 82 degrees, end quote. It's not comfortable playing football in 82-degree heat, but high school athletes have played and practiced in much higher temperatures for decades. The preponderance of evidence in which young, fit athletes have been dying suddenly of so-called unknown causes correlates perfectly with the rollout of the experimental COVID vaccines. Correlation is not causation, but there comes a point when there are just too many coincidences to not start asking questions and getting to the root cause of this phenomenon. And of course, it's not just athletes who are dying. This past week, a reporter for Global News Regina died suddenly in his home. He was only 24 years old. Kimberly Fowler, a morning anchor for Canada's Global Regina Television Network, shared the shocking and tragic news of the death of her colleague during a live telecast on September 9th. Watch this video.
Before we leave you this morning, we have some sad news to share. This is our first morning back on the air after a member of the Global Regina team has passed away. Our Matthew Rodrigo Pohl sadly died suddenly yesterday in his home in Regina. Now, Matthew was a bright reporter in our newsroom, and you can regularly see his reports on Global News Morning, sometimes covering current affairs, and other times just struggling to learn new sports live on TV. Now, beyond the workplace, Matthew was very close with his family, quick to crack a smile and always stylish. He said he wanted to be the best dressed reporter in Regina, and he definitely was. We'd like to thank everyone who has reached out to offer us their condolences, and we extend our condolences to his family. Matthew Rodrigo Pohl will be dearly missed, and we'd like to sign off in honor of Matthew this morning.
Also this week, the quarterback at Wake Forest University, Sam Hartman, was reportedly reactivated after being treated for a severe blood clot. Time has now passed the point at which any reasonable person can't deny that something isn't right about all these deaths and injuries. Folks, we have a problem, a global problem with teens and young, healthy adults suddenly and mysteriously passing away. Others suffering blood clots and debilitating heart attacks. We will continue to highlight each and every one of these cases as we hear about them. And as Dr. Peter McCullough suggested in an interview I conducted last week, we will from this point forward assume that they are vaccine related unless the families come forward and show us otherwise. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we have just received a new shipment of freeze-dried food, and we have a new website where you can purchase it. It's wvwtvstore.com. That's the new website, wvwtvstore.com. Again, WVW as in Worldview Weekend, wvwtvstore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life. All the details are there, 2,000 calories a day. Great description of exactly each entree, what you're getting. We have the 2-week plan, we have the 4-week plan, we have the 3-month plan, 6-month plan, and many of you have asked for a plan that's 1 year, a 1-year food supply. That's what I have. And many of you have asked for that. We added it. It's all available now at wvwtvstore.com. Now, I do want to tell you, on some of it, we're eating some of the cost of the shipping. In other words, we're not charging you for some of these plans what the shipping actually cost us. We're going to go ahead and eat the cost of some of the shipping. And if you want to know why shipping is expensive, well, for like the 1-year plan, that's a lot of buckets. That's a lot of weight. So again, you need to know that we're not charging you what the full price of the shipping is, because again, we're trying to be reasonable here. Look, we want to offer you this service. We appreciate your buying it from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We know you could buy it somewhere else, but when you buy it from us, you're also helping to support WVW Broadcast Network. Now again, as we get into the fall, there's talk of pandemics and rolling blackouts and World War III and all the things that are going on in this world. The demand for freeze-dried food is going back up. We've actually had times and periods where the company says to us, we can't provide you with anything for right now. You're going to have to wait a few weeks. In some cases, they've even said a few months. We had to flip to another company because the company we were originally with stopped making it available to us as a distributor for months. So we have a great company we're working with. We appreciate them. We're getting shipments. But folks, when the demand kicks in, we can't guarantee you we can get it. If we can't get it, we can't offer it to you. So I would urge you to order while we can get it to you. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also text Melissa at that number and give her your name and your number and say, hey, call me when you can. She's swamped, folks. So be patient with her. She's absolutely swamped. But you can text her at 901-825-0652 or call her. Better to text her if you can, and then she'll call you as soon as she's able to. 901-825-0652. Otherwise, place your order at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, while we have it and while we can ship it to you. Thank you.
Welcome back from the break. Now, some damning evidence that the CDC has been covering up data that showed the COVID vaccines were causing significant numbers of severe heart conditions in young males. The corporate media's corrupt fact checkers have relied on the CDC as the gold standard for all COVID-related information. And these fact checkers have repeatedly slapped a misinformation label on any report that suggests the COVID vaccines are associated with a significantly higher rate of mortality or myocarditis or potentially causing blood clots, heart attacks, or strokes. But the CDC recently released analysis of its own vaccine safety data link, and it shows the incidence of myocarditis in vaccinated young men is 3 to 5 times higher than what the agency was reporting at this time last year. This is what's coming to us from the Federalist. In August last year, for example, the CDC reported 42.6 cases of myocarditis or pericarditis per million males ages 12 to 15 after the vaccination. Now, the CDC says the rate is actually 150.5 per million, which aligns with information from health experts the media has maligned as purveyors of misinformation or fake news. Data from a study conducted by medical scientist Tracy Hoag and others in 2021 aligns with the latest CDC numbers. This, again, is great reporting from the Federalist. BlackRock, the world's largest investment portfolio manager, announced at the World Economic Forum Summit in May of 2022 that it had signed a memorandum of understanding with the United Nations to promote the growth of, quote, gender lens investing, end quote. I don't even know what that means, do you? The term is described by one multinational accounting firm as, quote, investing in organizations that promote workplace equity, or in organizations that offer products or services that improve the lives of women in a substantial manner, end quote. So in short, it's part of the United Nations Agenda 2030 goals for so-called sustainable development, which is another way to say one world control of all things, a surveillance state based on technocracy. The CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, also sits on the board of the World Economic Forum, which is the world's largest promoter of public-private partnerships. Perhaps the biggest PPP is between the World Economic Forum and the UN, which together are engaged in trying to bring about what they call the Great Reset, or the Fourth Industrial Revolution, and a restructuring of the world's economic and social standards in line with technocracy, transhumanism, and digitizing everything into a one-world system. With an annual revenue of $19.3 billion, BlackRock was accused in 2021 media stories of flexing its economic might by demanding so-called corporate polluters explain how they meet BlackRock's goal of net zero carbon dioxide emissions by 2050, or risk BlackRock divesting from those companies with its managed funds. That's according to Center Square. At least two states are now starting to respond and push back. The state of Texas, their comptroller, Glenn Hedger, published a list of 10 financial companies that boycott energy companies. BlackRock was on his list. Hedger said in a statement, quote, "The environmental, social, and corporate governance, also known as ESG movement, has produced an opaque and perverse system in which some financial companies no longer make decisions in the best interest of their shareholders or their clients, but instead use their financial clout to push a social and political agenda shrouded in secrecy," end quote. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who we've interviewed here many times, stated in a letter that BlackRock's energy agenda may violate state laws across the country that are, quote, "requiring a sole focus on financial return. Our states will not idly stand for our pensioners' retirements to be sacrificed for BlackRock's climate agenda," end quote. That's what Paxton's letter stated, which was signed by a total of 19 GOP state attorneys general. In August, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the State Board of Administration passed a resolution that removed ESG from consideration when it comes to investing state funds. DeSantis said in a statement, quote, "Corporate power has increasingly been utilized to impose an ideological agenda on the American people through the perversion of financial investment priorities under the euphemistic banners of environmental, social, and corporate governance and diversity, inclusion, and equity," end quote. Good for the governor. In other news, according to a new Rasmussen Report survey, Republican and independent voters overwhelmingly agree that Biden should be impeached, along with a third of Democrats. Overall, 52% of likely U.S. voters say they would support the impeachment of Biden, with 38% saying they would strongly support it. The poll margin includes 77% of Republicans, 50% of independents, and 32% of Democrats who would like to see the current president get booted from his position. However, less than half of voters believe that Republicans will actually take action to impeach Biden. That's probably because they know that most Republicans are controlled opposition. 47% believe it is likely the GOP will attempt to impeach Biden, while 43% don't see it happening in his first term. Quote, "Support for impeaching Biden is highest among voters 40 to 64, who are also most likely to think that if Republicans win the midterms, they actually will impeach the president. Retirees are least supportive of impeaching Biden," end quote. That's what the poll concluded. The CDC violated three federal laws in order to commit criminal data fraud and willful misconduct during the COVID scare of 2020. That's according to a member of America's Frontline Doctors. The Administrative Procedures Act requires every federal agency making changes to data to open public comments and to inform the Office of Management and Budget of any agency changes, notifying them of the required internal oversight. This involves filing the changes in the Federal Registry under the Paperwork Reduction Act. One of the laws that was broken, says Dr. Henry Ailey, was the Information Quality Act, which says an agency cannot use data from an outside source like the CDC used with its faulty projection models from Imperial College of London and University of Washington. Ely said in an interview with the Gateway Pundit that the CDC violated these laws by changing how death certificates must be reported, but only for COVID, making it possible for COVID to be put in place of the pre-existing conditions on the death certificates. This, quote, allowed them to cook the books, end quote, and trigger the declaration of a national emergency, so says Dr. Early in this interview with Alicia Powell of the Gateway Pundit. Dr. Early has joined with two state senators to file a petition asking a grand jury to look at these violations. Watch this video.
We collectively have put in well over 25,000 hours, 25,000 hours of work on this. And what it did was it culminated in a grand jury petition on that we filed in the Ninth Circuit Court on March 7th of this year. Now, when we filed that on March 7th, of course, the wheels of justice turn very slow, if they turn at all. And so the defendants that we named, Rochelle Walensky, current director of the CDC, Xavier Becerra, current secretary of the HHS, Brian Moyer, current head of the National Vital Statistics System, and then Alex Azar, the former head of the HHS, and Robert Redfield, who's a key player in this, the former head of the CDC. The substance of the allegations are this, that the CDC is responsible for initiating a chain of events that have been incredibly damaging to Americans, but that are predicated upon criminal data fraud and willful misconduct. And these are two very important legal concepts for people to get themselves aware of, because the CDC committed, violated three federal laws in order to commit the criminal data fraud. All right. And this is something that a lot of Americans don't know about. Every federal agency is required to follow the same rules. That's number one, and that's protected by a little known act called the Administrative Procedures Act. Every single agency, if they're making changes to data and how data is collected and how it's published and how it's analyzed, is required to open up public comment. The process that initiates that is when an agency wants to make a change, they file in the federal registry. And that launches all of this stuff. And that's required under law, under what's called the Paperwork Reduction Act. Now, it doesn't sound like anything, but actually it's a really big deal. The last law, federal law, that's so important is called the Information Quality Act. And what it expressly states is that a government agency cannot use data from an outside source like they used with all the projection models at the start, right? And that they have to publish accurate information that's easy for the public to understand. I mean, it's very, very clear.
Well, thank you to the Gateway Pundit for that important interview. We'll be right back with our nightly commentary after this break. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. MSNBC broadcaster Joe Scarborough told his audience on September 9th that Jesus deliberately avoided saying anything about the sanctity of unborn life. Despite being what he said is a backsliding Southern Baptist, Scarborough said he still knows the Bible and that the most central figure of the New Testament, Jesus, never once asked his followers to protect life in the womb. Watch this.
Just say, as a Southern Baptist that grew up reading the Bible, maybe a backslidden Baptist, but I still know the Bible. Jesus never once talked about abortion. Never once. And it was happening back in ancient times. It was happening during his time. Never once mentioned it. And for people perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ down to one issue, it's heresy. Go, if you don't believe me, if that makes you angry, why don't you do something you haven't done in a long time? Open the Bible, open the New Testament, read the red letters. You won't see it there. And yet there are people who are using Jesus as a shield to make 10-year-old rape girls go through a living and breathing hell here on earth. They've also conveniently overlooked the parts of the New Testament where Jesus talks about taking care of the needy, taking care of those who are helpless, who live a hopeless life, because they believe, these state legislators believe, that life begins at fertilization and ends at childbirth. And Caddy, what a powerful message yesterday from
the Federalist. Well, they cited multiple Christian theologians and pastors who debunked this popular pro-abortion talking point that blatantly ignores the obvious, that Jesus didn't need to explicitly restate what the Bible, God's Word, already says about the existence and sanctity of preborn human life. Both the Old and New Testaments frequently acknowledge and refer to life in the womb as sacred. By the way, Did you know that the Greek name or word for baby is the same whether inside the womb or outside the womb? Doesn't that tell us what God thinks about the sanctity of the unborn child? Well, we also find in the Bible that it was a big deal to harm a Hebrew child that was still in the womb. In fact, if such occurred, it was met with swift financial punishment, and that's described in Exodus chapter 21, verses 22 to 25. It's also why Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 16 forbids children from being put to death for the sins of their parents. Scarble continued his twisted diatribe by claiming that, quote, people perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ down to one issue, in quote, saving preborn lives, are guilty of what he called heresy. But it's really Joe Scarborough who's guilty of blaspheming the Holy Spirit, which the Bible calls the one unpardonable sin. Why do I say that? Because the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit is committed when you assign to God evil motives. In this case, Scarborough is telling people that God is okay with killing unborn babies. He must condone it because he never mentioned it in the New Testament. Well, that's wrong. That's outrageous, and it's despicable on its face, just in purely moral terms, regardless of whether you're a Christian or not. But it puts his soul in grave danger. So pray for Joe Scarborough that he would be struck by the fear of God and seek repentance. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we thank you for tuning in, and we remind you that we are a listener-supported broadcast. You can support us by going to MyPillow.com and using that promo code B66. Please use that promo code. You'll save up to 66%, and we get credit, and it's a big part of our general operating budget. So please, give us the credit, and you get the savings by using that code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes, mattress toppers, actually mattresses themselves. They show up in a box. It's amazing. MyPillow.com. Please use that promo code B66. Also, MyStore.com. It's the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. Check out all the great products developed by American entrepreneurs at MyStore.com. Again, please use that promo code B66. It'll get you savings and gets us credit. Again, a big part of our general operating budget. Another way you can support us is by going to WVWTVStore.com. We talked a lot in this broadcast tonight about food scarcity, food and famine. Wow. Well, guess what? We've been a distributor of freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life since 2016 because we saw some of this coming. We were reading the documents of the globalists, and we saw the external threats to America and the internal threats. So if you're interested in acquiring a stash, a good inventory of freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life that actually is really good, check out WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. Now, this is a number you can call and order it over the phone. It's an order line only, but you can order over the phone at 901-468-9357. That's area code 901-468-9357, and get your order in right away. Finally, you can go to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution of any size. If you appreciate what we're doing, our Worldview Weekend Foundation exists to use technology and our broadcast to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, just like I did in tonight's commentary, going right to the Bible and giving you a Christian worldview, a biblical worldview on the issue of the sanctity of life. Well, that's what our foundation's all about. If you'd like to support that foundation, you can do so at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. And if you'd like to make a donation over the phone, that number again is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Well, that's our broadcast. Thank you so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about seven of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at WVWTV.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.